This is a work of the Durham Church of Christ. Visit our website at durhamcoc.com.
Why does the Church of the Bible have multiple pastors rather than just one overseeing the congregation? Well, first of all, we see that that was the pattern authorized, commanded, and written of by the first century apostles and prophets. For example, in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 1, we see Paul writing, "Paul and Timotheus, the servant of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons." Notice there the word bishops. Plurality. There was a plurality of pastors. A bishop is a pastor, is a shepherd. They are synonymous terms. There at Philippi, there was not just one pastor over the congregation. No, there was a plurality of bishops or pastors. Likewise, we see in Hebrews chapter 13 in verse 17, "Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you." Notice, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. Four times the pronoun is being used in a plural sense to refer to those who have oversight and rule over a congregation. A plurality of pastors or bishops was used in the first century because that is what was commanded by the apostles. That's the example and pattern that is very evident throughout the New Testament, throughout the Scriptures. And we can understand it logically. Why would God authorize a plurality of pastors rather than just a single pastor system? Because the head of the church is Christ, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. And if Christ is the head of the church, there is then no position that one man ought to hold to oversee and rule an entire congregation, because the one position that one holds to rule a congregation is Jesus Christ. And on matters of opinion, matters of expediency as to how the Word of God is going to be carried out, those matters must be decided by the leadership, by the pastors, by the bishops, the shepherds, the overseers, the elders. And therefore, a plurality of men must come together, considering all the flock together, reasoning with one another, challenging one another as to what the best solution ought to be, and then going forward with a decision as a collective group, with ultimately Jesus Christ being the head over the church. That is why the Church of the Bible has a multiplicity of pastors overruling a congregation.